When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw 3 long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are 2 small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. If you want more merch, go to merkmerch.com for all your Merkel Media apparel needs, and merkelfilms.com for on-demand streaming of documentaries. And we have a new documentary coming to the platform on September 30th. The Meadow Project will be on-demand streaming that day, Tuesday, September 30th. Look out for that at merkelfilms.com. Now, today we have Jeremy coming on the show, and Jeremy and his family encountered a dog man one night, and when they got home, it was there too. Let's get to Jeremy right now. All right, today we have Jay on the show. Jay, how are you, sir?
Doing great, my man. Another beautiful day here in Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee. I used to think that that was actually a town name when I first moved here because people refer to Middle Tennessee so much. I thought it was like a big town that I thought it was like Narnia. You had to find a portal to get there because I was like, I don't know where Middle Tennessee is.
Right. I'm learning. I am a newcomer here. So
where are you originally from?
I am originally from Virginia, but I spent the last 11 to 12 years on the West Coast from LA down to San Diego. So
gotcha. Yeah, I'll tell you, like, your experience, and I asked you where you're from, I should have known, but your experience, what we're going to talk about today, happening not that far from D.C., is that right?
Correct. I grew up about without traffic. I mean, it's biblical up there in Northern Virginia, but without traffic, about 55 minutes or so. You could count on an hour and 10 minutes to be into Washington, D.C., and then about 45 minutes north of Richmond, near Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know it's funny because Virginia is one of those states that has such a weird demographic. I mean, if you go far east, you're talking about like government employees and military. If you go far west towards West Virginia, you're talking about people who don't want to ever look at DC. You know?
Absolutely. It was very common that, you know, I had many friends growing up and being from this part of rural Virginia where a lot of the, you know, defense or intelligence employees would work and it'd be like, oh, my parents are, they work for the Department of Agriculture, but we don't know what dad does or what mom does. And I go, got it. Yeah. You know, it was very common for that.
That dad works for the Department of Agriculture and he goes to Venezuela a lot.
Correct.
Got it.
Didn't see where his car went into the parking garage.
Yeah. Every time dad comes home, he has extra cuts on his arm. We don't understand what that's about. He always has like a bruise or two. Mm-hmm.
It's really like that.
Once I thought I saw a bullet hole, but he just said he fell wrong.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've heard stories for sure. So your experience here that we're going to be talking about is, let's start off with saying it's a dogman encounter.
Yes.
And it's kind of, one of the details you shared with an email I thought was kind of strange, but I want to kind of get into it and have you share who you experienced this with, where you experienced, what you saw, what happened, and we can kind of get into as well, like some of the other things that you've discovered in the area as well when you start looking into it. So if that's all good with you, let's get it rolling.
Absolutely. I think just to kind of start it off and, you know, give some background and some context, you know, my brother forwarded me a podcast from your show about 2.5 years ago. And he goes, hey, I remember you telling me about what we experienced that night, what I saw, what my brothers didn't see that night because of an obstruction in the car. But there was the audible that came from this creature that my brothers did hear that ran it all home. And he goes, I think you should listen to this podcast. And it was the Fort Polk Dogman episode.
Yeah.
And I listened to that through and through, and it brought everything back home to me from that evening. And so I guess just to give some background, my family moved to this particular part of Virginia, having left. I was actually born in Baltimore, Maryland, and we moved to the Spotsylvania, Virginia area in about 1993. We lived in a rural neighborhood about 30 minutes from the main city of what would be Fredericksburg, I guess, which is still a smaller Civil War, you know, town on the Rappahannock River. And my neighborhood is unique, the one that I grew up in that everybody had about 5 or 6 acres of land. And it's not one of those neighborhoods where you can kind of look from house to house and see into other people's houses. It's very wooded. It's carved out of the woods, and it is paved. It's not a dirt road. A very, very cool place to be. And so my father, I think, was really kind of aspiring to living in this, almost like, how could I say, like there's that movie Funny Farm with Chevy Chase, where he moves out into the woods and he's from the city and he kind of wants all the life and, you know, everything out in the countryside. But, you know, he's not prepared for what the countryside has to provide for him, et cetera, et cetera. It's kind of like that kind of a story. And so we found this perfect house. It's kind of like a modern contemporary home with a lot of windows. Very pretty. We lived on 5 acres. It was wooded all the way around. We had clearing into our backyard and then around the house, but could look out of the windows in our home and look right into the woods, essentially out to the front of our road. So kind of getting into the story of this particular evening, we had an interesting late 80s Chevy Caprice station wagon, one of the classic station wagons that you would see with like the wood on the side, almost like Christmas.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, exactly. Like Christmas Vacation, literally. And again, I hate to keep bringing up movie references, but I think to just kind of draw imagery, my dad was kind of like, he was huge. Like I literally think he bought our house because it had vaulted living room ceilings and we could put a 22-foot Christmas tree in our living room, which we did because we had double wide doors and we could pull the Christmas tree in and do that. And so we literally put a 22-foot Christmas tree on our station wagon, and our local paper wrote an article about it in 1995. And so this station wagon plays a pivotal role in this story because they're unique that year of Caprice, because in the far back of the car, you would have like a bench seat that looked out of the rear window. So you could sit back there. I remember sitting with my brothers and looking out of that back window, and you could look into other people's cars that were behind you. It was kind of funny. We'd be like making faces or, you know, smiling at people on the road. And it was cool during the daytime. But as a child, I really, really, really disliked sitting in that back seat, looking out of the back window, driving back through our neighborhood at night, because I couldn't see what was out. And, you know, it was pitch black. It would be dark. And then if my parents pushed the brakes coming up to a stop sign, it would be wooded on either side of the road in our neighborhood. And I never knew. There's a lot of irony in this. I never knew what I would see. My imagination was running wild about what I might see in the wash of the brake lights behind our car if I were facing backwards. So this happened in the fall of 1997. I was 7 years old. My mother would be out of town. She worked for a textbook publishing company and would often travel to New York City. And I remember this particular trip. She was in New York. We were in my father's care. And I have an older brother and a younger brother, and they were with us. And it wouldn't be uncommon for my dad to take us out to a dinner. And we were refinishing our basement at the time. So I remember that this evening we went out and we're actually getting like a foosball table specifically for our basement at what is now, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of BJ's, but it's pretty much like a Costco. And so yeah. I think even before Costco, we went to BJ's to go get this foosball table. And so my older brother was 8, I was 7, and then my younger brother was either 5 or 6. So we're very young. And we went out and we got the foosball table, and it was a bigger box. And funny enough, just having mentioned putting things on the roof of this station wagon, my dad vied to put the box with this is important for later detail, in down the central tunnel of the interior of the car. So we laid it on the top of the seats and it went all the way kind of up to the front where the passenger seat and where the driver's seat were. And then my brothers would be sitting on the right and left in the back seat, but their view would be obstructed from this box being inside of the car. That night coming home, again, going back to just not wanting to be like in the back seat, obviously this box being obstruction, da da da. I was like, I want to sit in the front seat. Like, I want to sit like up next to my dad. You know, I want to be able to see out of the front of the car. Because my mom was like, you know, my mom was like the nurturer, you know, but my dad is like the protector, and you know what I mean, at this time in my life. And so I was like, I just want to be up there with my dad. And so we're coming back home and we're driving through our subdivision. And again, coming down through the subdivision, it is wood lined on either side of the road and driveways that lead up to homes on acreage in the woods with the enough clearing around homes to, like, you know, protect you from, like, maybe a downed tree, but it could still land on your house, and maybe, like, a large cleared backyard. But most of the acreage was wooded, and our neighborhood was surrounded by a river that you could canoe. But it's a very unique place. And so we're coming back into our neighborhood, pitch black per usual. And in front of our home, there would be about a quarter mile stretch of rolling undulation and road, again, wood lined on either side. And I'll, again, just kind of getting right into it, the encounter. In front of our home is a straightaway where you can see to our mailbox, call it 150 yards. And right about our next door neighbor's property, we had, again, 5 acres, right about the time we got to our next door neighbor's mailbox, I'm looking out of the front of the car, and this dog walks out of the wood line on my side of the car, about 40 or 50 yards in front of our car. And it seemed it's walking out on fours, but it's big. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, that's a very strange looking dog. I've never seen a dog that looks like that, but it almost looks like my grandfather's dog. And my grandfather had an Irish setter, which is an English hound, and it had like reddish hair. His name was Gatsby. And so at 7, the only thing that I had to associate what I was seeing was our dog Gatsby, but it was so different from Gatsby, the dog that I knew, and it was far bigger, and it had orangish reddish hair, and it was huge, but it had a snout. It had this longer snout. It wasn't like a more blunted snout. And I now know, even after this event, I know of bigger dogs. My dad, we ended up getting a Great Dane. I've had multiple English Mastiffs. This was bigger than big dogs.
Jeez.
So it was interesting because it casually walked out into the road, and then it stopped in the middle of the road. And then it turned its head and looked right into our headlight wash. It was just as fluid as it walking casually out into the road. Massive dog. I mean, I couldn't tell you, at least when it was on fours, how high it was off the ground. I mean, call it 3.5 feet, but big. And I'm really not sure what I'm seeing. And then it looks into the headlight wash, and then I see the yellows of its eyes. And as it looks at us, and my dad's like, what in the world? Because he had to slow down. He had to brake to a stop because this thing came out into the road. And as soon as it looked into our headlight wash, it then, like, just turned again. And then it, like, stood up on its twos, but it was, like, hunched over. It had this, like, it was slender, it had this arching back, and its arms held down by its side, but it didn't have paws. You know, it's like it had hands. And as quickly as it stood up and kind of, like, erected itself, we're literally, like, just in awe of like what we're witnessing. And from the middle of the road to the wood line across on our side of the proper, on our side of the road, onto our property, it took about 3 strides, and then it was off into the wood line.
Three on strides. Its hind legs?
It probably covered from the middle of the road about, in my mind, 25 feet, maybe less, in like 3 strides. It was insane. It was insane. The ability for it to go from here. So it casually walking out, looking at us, and then standing up on twos and then running off the road. And all of this happened in what was a matter of seconds, but was going through my mind as, like, you know, it just felt like forever, because in our minds we're registering, like, what is this massive dog? Secondly, this thing just stood up on two legs and then ran off into our property. And so while my dad has this way of being like, he's like, what, you know, when he saw it, he's like, what is that? You know? And it's like, we're kids. And then we're just like, I'm like, what is that? It's like, whose dog is that? Like, because on that side of the road, there's a larger plot of just undeveloped wooded property. I had never seen anything like this in our neighborhood before. And then when it stood up, he goes, oh my God, it stood up and ran off the property. My brothers are in the back seat and they can't, this happens in seconds. They couldn't see through the tunnel, the central tunnel. They couldn't like move their head into the center of the car to like look out and see. And because we were doing this podcast, I called them just to reaffirm what their experience was from this night, because there's a second part to this that really ran things home. And they go, no, we never saw it. We didn't have optics on it, but we remember you and dad being like, what in the world? Like, what is this thing? Like, you know, and then my dad, they remember, it just stood up on two legs and ran off into the woods. Like, what? We're all just like in shock at what we just witnessed. And again, the only thing I had for reference at this time was my grandfather's Irish setter. It's what it looked like to me. It looked like an Irish setter, but massive. And it had like long reddish, orangish hair, and its eyes were yellow. And when I heard the episode, the Fort Polk episode, and he talked about the eyes, it's interesting that gentleman mentioned that he felt like the eyes had a power source, or like that it had some kind of ability to like illuminate its eyes on its own. Because it's one thing when you shine a flashlight onto an animal at night and its eyes are ambered, because that's what I saw. But there, it was like you saw like the center of its eye, and then it was even brighter than what you would see if you just ambered out some eyes at night.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.